This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel that we had to go in a different direction, and that's why I did that today. The change that we made today, that I made, I believe will bring new energy and positivity that will lead to more wins starting now. I want to say, which I've said earlier to some of the members of the leadership team that represents the players, how proud I am of this team, this specific team, this year, and excited about what could happen and what will happen, particularly given these changes we made today.
That's Woody Johnson. When you say I changed head coaches and now we're going to win more, that's probably the biggest insult you can give a head coach there, Ed.
You think?
Why'd you fire him so we can win?
I mean, yeah, that's like, I mean, there's a lot of ways to say that, man.
So we can
win. We're just going another direction. All the nonsense people say. You know, it was time to make a change.
I'm tired of losing.
Yeah, it's not what you say.
I think I'm sold. I'm voting or rooting against them the rest of the year.
You're both rooting against them anyway because I was in my team.
No, I like sat here and told you. I went at you in the front again.
I'm guilty. Think about this.
What's the Mets to lose? And what's the Jets to lose?
I don't like the Lions all of a sudden. All of a sudden, I hate the 49ers. You think this is a coincidence? The only team that he and I share, I let him be a Rangers fan. In hockey,
that's nice of you.
That's the only thing. And that's because they got a black. That's why I'm a fan.
They got a black.
They still have him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. It combines two of my favorite things, New York.
You gotta watch that. If you do, I know you're not a hockey fan for real, but you need to watch that Henrik Lundqvist video documentary. It was fantastic. It was all about New York because the way he lived up there and his clothes are phenomenal, which you like.
Yeah, they are.
And you know, it's just, of course, that heart problem, it ended his career. But it was really interesting.
I think Todd Monken, I'm not saying he'll be the next coach of the Jets, full time coach of the Jets. But, Jeremy, you and I projected, what, up to 8 to 9 jobs available at the end of this year?
Could be. I mean, like, you're trying to give a range because we don't know what teams. I mean, there's definitely going to be about 5 jobs that are open.
Let's go through them again. The Jets job is going to be open. That's one we know of. I think the Browns and the Bengals job is going to be open. I think the Jaguars job is going to be open. I think the Raiders job is going to be open, personally.
Dolphins could be another one.
You say the Dolphins, so I'll give you that one. And I think the Eagles could be open.
What about the Bears?
I think you're right about the Eagles.
I don't know about the Bears.
You didn't see all the Eagles fans posting the stuff of Sirianni looking at what's going on with the Jets? Like,
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of fed up with him.
And you think there's a chance the Panthers could pivot again?
Yeah, because they've done it before.
So that's 8.
I mean, they do things the same way that the Browns and the Jets have operated. Yep, you're done. You're done.
Now let's be honest, Ed. Sean McVay flirted about stepping away. They're 1-4. If things don't turn around, he could step away.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 8 or 9 jobs that could be open. If there are 5 open, Todd Monken gets one of them.
Probably.
He gets one.
Yeah.
He's extremely talented at what he does. I mean, you're going to question certain things. I was just giving you guys the numbers of what Lamar's putting up in this offense or projected to put up the rest of the year.
Put it out there.
I retweeted this. This is from Gordon McGinnis, who joins our show quite often. Lamar is currently on pace, and I know people hate the on-pace stuff, but we're in 5 games, and I think it's fair to look at this. On pace for 4,100 yards with 30 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. 1,237 rushing yards with another 7 touchdowns. His 2019 season was ridiculously efficient, and he's putting up even better numbers again in a totally different offense.
He sucks. That guy sucks, man.
Stop it with your nonsense of saying this guy's bad.
That guy sucks.
Jaden Daniels.
He got, that guy, honestly.
Poor man's Jaden Daniels.
Honestly. Poor man's Jaden Daniels. That's right. That was it.
We don't know. We're not worthy. That's just bottom line, man. We ain't worthy.
Did you see the... I forgot about this. The video of the older woman when he was out to eat. Lamar was out eating, and she comes up to his table. It's like, you're going to lose. Who day? Who day going to beat them? And starts doing her thing. And then he's like, remember, she's the one that did this. Remember, she's the one that started. And then obviously goes out, and they beat the Cincinnati Bengals. And that video has now gone viral.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's on video?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. I'll show it to you in a
break. That'd be fantastic. Did you see the AI thing I sent you with him talking about the Bengals?
Yeah. It's AI.
Isn't that dangerous. Scary?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I had to watch that 4 or 5 times. I'm like, this is him. And then I'm real. I mean, I know it's AI, but it's like, wow, that's terrifying.
So basically, he said to the lady, my cape was just there.
Yeah.
She started tugging on it.
Yeah. He couldn't have been nicer to her coming up and putting her hands like mm-hmm. on him, around him, or whatever. And like, what the hell are you doing, lady? She felt very, very okay to do whatever she wanted in that moment. So,
did she have a little alcohol in her?
Possibly.
Let's go to Jeff in Pasadena. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Rob, I hope you feel better.
Thank you, sir.
I don't.
I'm eating some crackers right now and peanut butter.
Just stick with that tea and honey. You'll be all right.
There you go.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real fast on this conversation about Todd Monken and a possible head coaching opening. I mean, what are Todd Monken's qualifications to be a head coach?
The same as our defensive coordinator last year.
Same as our head coach.
Same as our head coach when he got hired.
Yeah,
I mean, the bottom line with this offense, it's Lamar. I mean, and we've solidified this offense by adding Derrick Henry, but, you know, the skill set of Lamar for the last 6 or 7 years now, I mean, is Lamar. He may have a little more direction right now, but I think Lamar's got more control over this offense now than he's ever had, and I think
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but if you go back in the history of offense coordinators that were hired, you can also look at a great quarterback that they had to lead them to getting hired. So Jeff, I'm not saying you're wrong about any of that, but if he gets hired after this year, it won't be the first time that it's happened.
And again,
like that.
Show me a successful head coach that didn't have an elite quarterback. Well, I mean, everybody points to Belichick. He had possibly the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. Yeah, of course he's going to look good. And then he goes and wins the Super Bowl without him,
Jeremy.
They tank.
I don't see that around Jeremy.
But, I know.
I mean, I'll let pass. I mean, it's not correct, but I'll let pass. but no, to your
but
point, though.
It's like, would you want him back?
Yeah. Well, think about here's the odd thing. Think about the Washington Jay Gruden tree and what we have in this league.
Yeah.
From the likes of Mike McDaniels is now coaching the Dolphins. You have Sean McVay that's coaching the Rams.
He's a bowl champion.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur, who's in Green Bay.
LaFleur.
And there's another one I'm missing in there, too. But there's like, these guys were all assistants that got an opportunity. And the best part about it is that Washington kept Gruden over all of them. And they were all better than him. They were all like they were well-versed in what they wanted to do on offense. They had a plan coming in. They were ready for all those things. And they've all had success in all the places they've been in so far.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that's what happens. These guys get linked. Look at the guy that I just talked about a little while ago, Adam Gase.
Mm-hmm. Crazy eyes.
Who was he with?
You know what happened with him? You know what? Well, I shouldn't even bring it. He got the Peyton Manning pat on the back.
That's my point.
And then all of a sudden, because Peyton kind of said, hey, yeah, he was great with me. Everybody was great with you because you were calling all the plays.
Right.
Yeah.
In basketball, they used to be called a Jordan tax. Yeah. All the guys who got paid because they played with Jordan. Quarterbacks can do the same thing. They can make your career or they could kill your career. Look how many offensive coordinators the Ravens went through when they hit Kyle Bowler.
I'll say this. I think
not because they were getting jobs.
I think Todd Monken's the best offensive coordinator this team's ever had in its history. I truly believe that.
Kubiak?
Yeah, Kubiak. Don't get me wrong. Kubiak's great. What they did with Flacco, this is on a different level. You're talking about, and we could sit here and argue weapons and things. They have the best offense in football.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time a Ravens fan was able to say that?
And my biggest question was answered on Sunday. They had to pivot from the run game.
Pivot. Yeah.
And they were exceptional in pivoting from the run game. Daily line at 9:30, but on the other side, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, we are. I've got to give out some shovels for this.
You got a couple?
One.
Okay.
But it covers a lot of people.
It's a group shovel.
Yeah, it's people that are really being stupid in the face of death.
Really?
I know some.
If you don't have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057Fan. Shovel's next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
1057 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. Ed Norris, who gets you a shovel?
The people who are resisting the evacuating for this hurricane, like, you know, Jeremy had a, you know, in the World of Stupid, which was great. It was this one-legged man with no teeth who's on a 20-foot boat, which, if you know what 20 feet, it's like a tiny little boat. And he's facing the worst storm in 100 years. And he's like, I ain't leaving. He goes, oh, okay, you're going to stay. Yeah, he's going to say, yeah, this floats. Yeah, you couldn't be more of an idiot.
So does Ivory Soap.
Yes, right, 99.44, 100's pure. But the point is, it's like, this is nothing to mess with. And I'm amazed at how many people are doing this, including, like I say, my own, you know, my own wife resisted until the bitter end when I fought with her and she got scared. This is for real, man. And I don't know what, and what people do when they do this is they put everyone, it's not just themselves. Now you're putting the police, firefighters, Coast Guard personnel, you're putting everyone in harm's way in a very, very dangerous situation that need not be. If you listen to the rules, you'd probably be okay. If you don't, I'll tell you what the mayor of Tampa said. This is a headline, all right? Dire warning before Hurricane Milton. Tampa mayor to residents, if you stay here, you're going to die. Is that clear enough? Is that clear enough? Basically said, if you don't leave the evacuation zones, you're going to die. And in this case, it may very well be right. Like, they were discovering bodies from Helene. Mm-hmm. A lot of people died in that storm. Well over 100 so far. So far. They still only accounted for. This one's supposed to be exponentially worse. What happens if this is catastrophic and there's thousands of people killed and like because they didn't leave? I mean, I don't, for the life of me, don't understand. And if you can't, I get it. You have no means. You're poor and you live in a trailer park and they do have trailers down there. But if you have the means to leave, get out of there.
Yeah, I think some people just waited too long and then it's like, well, where do we go now? And then the gas is out and everything else. You know, you can't find gas anywhere.
We give you a shovel to Jeremy Carr.
I give my shovel to two delinquents. So I could sit here and tell you one of my, I guess you could call it like a crutch food or things that I like to eat, especially when I'm in my spaceship. I love Chipotle chips and queso. Boy, oh boy, I can't get enough of it. I love it. So there are a lot of times, I think the ladies there are starting to recognize me when I pop in just to buy, try to cut the line and just buy chips and queso so I don't have to wait behind 30 people. So as I go in on Friday after our show, two kids are ordering in front of me. One just grabs the bag as the lady put the bag down, and she goes, sir, 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 sir. He just keeps walking. Two young kids keep walking and then go into a full-on sprint and jump in their car. To which, when you're watching it, you're kind of like, well, damn, that's shocking. First off, I don't expect anybody behind the counter to go do anything, tackle some guy outside for whatever, $25, $30 worth of food, however much it was. But I went out, took a picture of their license plate and gave it to the lady. But again, what are they going to do? Let's say it was under $50. Like, what are they going to do to those guys? Are they going to chase them down? They're going to get a slap on the wrist? I mean, I know it's like small crimes, but when you watch that stuff, people are very bold to just do whatever they want now. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's ridiculous.
My shovel goes to someone on X. He is O_Dinko. Now, Jeremy Carr, you know about this firsthand. He tweeted out yesterday that a what?
He tweeted out that Rob had said or alluded to something racist, that you were being racist on the show. He called Ed a coward, but I think that applied to me, too. It was just in front of his name, so I like to think Ed was the coward, and I was with him.
For not saying anything to you about my racist comment.
Not checking you about a racist comment. And then he added me in there.
What was the racist comment?
There wasn't a racist comment. That's the point. Like, this whole thing... So I wrote back, I just said, shut up, man. Nobody said anything racist. And the one thing people have to understand, I'm not sitting here trying to pat ourselves on the back. The one thing I really love about this show is that we talk about everything.
We're habitual line steppers.
Yes. We joke about stereotypes with race all the time. Give me my points. We've joked about black people talking in the movie theater.
Yes.
We've joked about white people doing stupid things like staying on a boat in a hurricane.
There's that.
You one-legged idiot. And, I mean, we joke about these things all the time, and you're supposed to break down barriers, and you can tell when somebody's joking. Yeah. You didn't make some racist comment. You decided to get your feelings hurt. You don't get to just make up things. Like, what if I just said...
And he erased the tweet since then.
Yeah, he deleted the tweet right after it. And what if I just all of a sudden said, Joe LaCroix hates Guatemalans? Now, it might not be true. Sorry, Joe.
Well, Joe hates everybody.
But he's never said anything about Guatemala.
He's never said anything. But there might be four or five people that believe me.
He hates everyone. Guatemalans just included in that subset.
Guatemalans.
That's the point. It was a random tweet.
That small little
And everybody knows I'm not racist. I like white women.
Had a dude we did in Guatemala.
White men, on the other side.
I mean, it's just... I don't like to tell people what they should and shouldn't be offended by. But the problem is there's so many people today that's just looking for something to be offended by. You want to wave your flag? It's like the Karens out there. What are you doing here? Did you shoplift? I think you took something. There was a video going viral now of a woman coming up accusing a woman of stealing. And she's like, you're going to be so embarrassed when I empty my pockets and I ain't got anything in them. And you sound like an idiot. People are always putting their nose in other people's business or wanting to be offended by something that's not offensive.
Someone who doesn't work at a department store once asked me for my receipt. I said, you show me your receipt, and I'll show you my receipt. And she looked at me like she was appalled. Do you work here? No.
Oh, so really?
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't even someone that worked there.
She didn't even work there.
It's unbelievable, man. But, like, again, when you write something online like that, and post it, it doesn't even matter if it's true or not. If people read it.
But the coward thing was about it. I don't think he put my Twitter handle on it.
He did. He deleted it real quick.
I didn't see it.
If you go back to it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
It was at Jimmy Whispers and at Cuber.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello?
Up,
Trippy?
Don't make me call BK back here.
Don't.
Trippy. Trippy, do you hear me calling your name?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
You weren't talking loud enough.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, I think Rob needs his hearing aid in, man, because I said hello about five times.
Nobody heard you say hello. Anything,
that was my bad. It was my bad. Hey, everybody relax.
All right.
Hey, Rob, why you sound like a robot? Are you good over there?
No, man, I lost my voice. Hey, shut up, Trippy. All right.
But look, man, look, I want to give a shout out.
Why you trying to make fun of me? Why you trying to make fun of me, Trippy?
Oh, my bad. No, because you sound like a robot, like you playing games. Right? I don't know. But look, I want to give a shovel for the Ravens, man. I'm over here trying to find me a ticket. Right? I post on Twitter, I need a ticket for Sunday. Everybody making fun of me. So you got your picture on the wall and you don't get tickets? Man, that's crazy. So anybody listen, I need me a ticket for the game Sunday. Hello? Need me a ticket. Help a brother out, man. Y'all have a great day.
I love him, man. I do. He makes me laugh.
He has his face on the wall, but he can't get a ticket.
He does have his face on the wall.
Dude, he posted a video. I shared it. You'd have to go through my timeline. You'd have to go through my timeline and read it. He was at, I guess, one of his places of work, and they brought pizza. And some white dude decided not to grab a plate, and he just sets it right on the picnic table. And he's just like, man, they got plates over there. You don't have to be like that and just set it on a dirty-ass picnic table. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, it's free pizza, and you're going to put it on something. He just goes off on the guy, and I think it's one of the funniest things I've seen.
They put it on the table?
Joe LaCroix's Hardcore at 9:45, but on the other side, more talking from Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, you're going to get more of me. So yesterday wasn't a great day for me in the gambling streets, and this is so funny. Five games that I picked, the one I got right was hockey. The one I know the least about. I killed it in hockey last year.
I gave you.
Thanks, Rob. I killed it in hockey last year. We got some matchups tonight. This is the last day of the year that we will have more than two baseball games on the same day. So this is that one day where you should enjoy, if you can, that 3, that 5, that 7, that 8 o'clock game or 9 o'clock game, however it's set up. I'm going to jump into this, but I got to play for each game. I'll tell you what I like, what you should be looking for, and we'll go from there and try to give you some winners right here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Winker hits a high drive, right field, toward the pole. It is gone! Second deck shot, Jesse Winker. 2-0 Mets in the fourth. Oh, did he turn on that, kept it fair, and set it out to the Coca-Cola corner.
The Coca-Cola corner, courtesy of Mets Radio Network. Yeah, that was Jesse Winker's solo shot. And again, didn't have a good day yesterday, not at all. I was 1-4 in my picks. My top three plays that I liked, I told you I liked Liberty. The weird thing about the Liberty game yesterday is it went to 17.5.
It's going
to
be a heck of a championship series, Jeremy Carr.
You think so?
WNBA?
No.
You talking about?
I'm going to get to the WNBA. I'm talking about Liberty football.
You said the Liberty again.
I did not. The Liberty game. That's
you still
what you
said
heard.
The Liberty.
That's true. Well, the Liberty won last night.
Overtime. I wanted to do that.
No. So they didn't cover. It was weird, and I talk about line movement that's kind of strange. It went to 17.5. Then you blinked, and 2 hours later, it dropped below the 17 number and went all the way to 16. Some goofy stuff that happened, and a really frustrating game, too. Again, not here to make excuses. They won in overtime. They were 17-point favorites, 16-point favorites. They start the game off basically by fumbling and giving Florida International a touchdown. It was a scoop and score. And you're like, for a team that's going to struggle scoring, you can't let that happen in the beginning. They never put them away. Bad pick. Then we go to, you mentioned the WNBA. This is the one that frustrates me because I talk about elimination games and how everybody loves to bet the overs. I got everything I wanted out of this game. A little bit more high scoring in the first half. It's a blowout game. So you get a 14-12 third quarter. So it should be one where the team's just sitting on the ball, running that clock down. They start running up and down the floor, and they end up dropping, I think it was 56 points in the fourth quarter to send it over the total. So a frustrating loss. And the other one I had was the Phillies. Aaron Nola was fantastic.
He was fantastic.
But Sean Manaea was fantasticer. Right? That's a word, right? The most fantastic
is the Big Bad
shut him out.
Yeah.
What do you have? Two hits into the eighth?
But even then, what I want to talk about with it, yes, he was phenomenal, and then you get into the late innings where these are supposed to be your best bullpen arms, and these guys are not just giving up one run. They're giving up, it's big innings. You mentioned yesterday in the Dodgers game, 6-4, 10 runs scored in an inning, top and bottom. There was one run scored in the first on a Mookie Betts solo shot. Had the under in that game. Kind of crazy. Was I right to say it should go under when all those other zeros are put up there? Final results, all that matters, so I lose that one. And again, the one game I won was hockey, and that was a weird game. No goals scored in the first period.
That was the Blues Kraken game?
Yes.
Yeah,
then they go off in the second where you're like, holy hell, how did that happen? And then it's back to, hey, we're not going to score anything here in the third except for a winner. And the one thing when you have a 5.5 total that you do absolutely not want to happen is it to get to 3-2, unless it goes, if it's late, that's one thing. But because if the other team scores and ties it, it's going to overtime, you're going to lose, obviously. You're already lost. But you always worry about that empty net goal, too, when it's 3-2, when somebody pulls their goalie, and now then you lose there. But won that game, 3-2. So where are we looking today? Let me get to the important stuff. There's an NCAA game today. I don't like it. I'm making a pick just because. It's Jacksonville State and New Mexico State University. I'm going to tell you to take the under of 58.5. Scary part about this is these teams can't score. There's a reason why so many people are betting on the over. I'm fading it and going to the under. I have no other answer. If this game was on a slate with two other games, I'm not betting it. I'll find a way to bet the other ones. But that would be my play for tonight in that game. In the NHL, I do like two plays. Colorado -110 at Vegas. It's virtually a pick 'em game. I like Colorado in this spot. And I like Calgary and Vancouver to go under the 6 in the NHL. And again, it's not a full slate of hockey games today, but there are a handful, and then we'll start getting those every single night. And then you're going to blink, and it's like, oh, the NBA's back, as they've just started their preseason as well. Now, going to Major League Baseball, which is the most important part of today, in my opinion, weather favors the Mets under. And why do I bring that up? Because it greatly favors, or it should be way more difficult to hit home runs today in New York. Big stadium, winds blowing in, colder temps. But I don't, like, I'm taking the Philly under because everything's pushing me to it. I wanted to take Philly, but I'm not going that route because I told you, this Mets team, to me, I think the Mets are winning the World Series this year. They look special, and it's not just a matter of, as I said, scoring one run or two runs. These innings turn out to be six-run innings, five-run innings, and you're going, this doesn't happen in regular season baseball that often. How is it happening now in bulk? So I do like the Phillies under. My favorite play today is going to be Cleveland minus the 125. I'm going back to the well against Detroit. Alex Cobb, that's right, that guy. Alex Cobb is pitching today against Keeter Montero, but it's mainly going to be a bullpen game for Detroit. That's kind of how they've worked it, and this is what they've done. So can Alex Cobb, who's been very good for this Cleveland team, can he get his ground balls, get a couple strikeouts here and there, limit damage, and keep Cleveland in this game? Can Cleveland get after Montero, who can get a little wild, and give up some runs? I think it'd be nice for Cleveland to get a hot start there, but I like them minus 125 on the road. I think the Royals are beating the Yankees today. Seth Lugo against Clark Schmidt. I think they're both solid pitchers. But everybody's waiting for the Yankees offense to just kind of get going with Aaron Judge. I do think Aaron Judge goes yard today, but I think they lose. So it's kind of a weird thing to tell people. I like the Matt. He hasn't hit at all in the postseason, but I do like this spot for him to get one. But ultimately, I think the Royals win at plus 100. The one game that I'm going to give you a play, I don't like it. I don't like the Dodgers game at all. Everything I look at supports an under. But if you've watched the Dodgers game, how can I do that? They're pitching Landon Knack. Landon Knack and Dylan Cease, who have been great. So I'm going to go Dodgers-Padres under 8. But of all the games, that's the one outside of Jacksonville State and New Mexico State that I feel the least comfortable betting. My favorite plays today would be Cleveland and the Royals, I think. It's kind of a, like, it's not a day where I feel strongly about a bunch of games. I do think these are good sides, and I will place wagers on them, but that's what I would be looking for today. So there you go.
There you go. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up? Hey, man. So with this tornado hurricane coming down there, Rob, I know your trip affected this weekend, right? You said you was going down there to Tampa, right?
I'm not going at all. I canceled my flight.
Yeah, I know you canceled it, man. But,
yeah, but he can't go to Tampa Bay, so he's going to Green Bay. Nice. Right there on the water.
Nah, man. He's going to freeze it up there. You know he's tropical.
I'm going to go hang out in Curtis Bay.
Curtis Bay, yeah. But what y'all think about next weekend, man? Because I know a lot of people who's going down there next week. You think they're going to relocate this game if it hit real hard? Because it's supposed to be, like Category 5, right?
It'll be a neutral site, though. They won't do it like they're, because they're not in the division, they're not playing twice, so they can't flip the games. They had to build it a neutral site.
Man, hopefully if they do, they move to, like, down to New Orleans, though, you know, so I can change my flight and everything. And then,
you'd rather party in New Orleans.
Bourbon Street. Yeah. Hell yeah, you know. But I was calling about...
Rashawn, yeah, can I ask a question real quick? Because we were talking, and I don't know if I can bring this up on the air. I won't, unless you say it's okay. We were talking about the oldest women that we've ever slept with, or how much older they were than us. Do you want to admit to yours or no?
Yeah, I admit to her. I ain't no shame. Okay. She was like 67, and I was like 20, something like that. So, you know.
Meow.
Yeah.
Did she leave her teeth in?
Yeah, she had all her teeth in back then, man. You know, like... But, hey, it was one of them nights, man. Then it got wild, man. Yeah. You know, I still got the footage, too. So, I mean, that's
that's somebody's great-grandmother, man. Come on.
It was Is it black and white?
Oh, no, nah, man. But may she rest in peace, man. She knows I'm living right now, though.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's got to be. It's 19 years and he's 39.
Yeah, she'd be, may she rest in peace.
She'd be about 86.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Did she make you cookies afterwards?
Rashawn, when you're 20-something years old, that's an old cougar.
Yeah, man. That was my oldest to date almost.
Oh, cougar. It's like a saber-toothed tiger.
Exactly. The cougar would be in the 40s.
Well, she is extinct now.
That's what I mean.
Bye, Rashawn. Let's get Hubie in Baltimore. What's up, Hubie?
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man.
Jaden Daniels will be able to clinch the Look at a year if the Ravens play like they did in the second quarter of last week, calling a timeout in your deep in your own territory with less than 40 seconds left on a third down and 10.
And we saw what happened.
You ain't wrong, Amy. Would you expect a debate from us?
No.
I hope you didn't call for a fight because we ain't fighting you. Thanks a lot, man. Enjoy your day. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I mean, it's kind of cool seeing all this. Even Nola was outstanding yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
mentioned the inning where he struck out the side.
He struck at eight batters. He had a great outing. Still lost. Yeah. You're facing a hot team.
Yeah, Rob, you in the front row.
I know we have our odds about Aaron Rodgers.
What?
But could you do me a big favor? A huge favor.
It would mean more to me if I'd come to you first to open it.
Yes. Could you?
It's about opening the window.
Yes.
Sliding the. It's here,
getting,
I got you.
The daylight is.
It's getting kind of heavy.
There you go.
It's going to be dark all the time soon. So.
Yeah, but it's getting light now, so. Ahead.
Yes. You need to break out that lamp.
Why you got a torch?
This has to be on camera. He stopped talking. If you could hear, I do not rally. And then he just goes, Ed. And just stares a hole through him. Stop bringing up darkness. I want the light.
This is Charlie Murphy.
Because of my complexion, he used to call me Darkness. He calls me and my brother Darkness. He calls us Darkness Brothers.
Charlie Murphy! What's up, partner? Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
That's the hardcore for the day. Good one, Joe.
Damn.
Good one. Charlie Murphy. Now this is spreading. I love that show, man. I love that show. Now, why did they have to try to change him, man? You know he ain't changing that, man.
They're never going to change.
I love what he said. He was in on a meeting where he said something, and everyone was laughing but himself, and that's when he realized, it's time to go. But that Chappelle
he
show.
He wasn't making a joke. He was just laughing at him. Mm-hmm. Like, nah.
Not with him.
Yeah, this ain't cool. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Edward Norris.
I think I learned that I am not just being a blind homer with the New York Mets. Jeremy thinks that they have a chance to win the World Series. Ryan Ripken said he thinks they're going, he wouldn't be surprised if they were going. I just thought I was having fun watching them, dabble a little bit in the postseason, but apparently I'm not alone. People think they're really hot.
The words of Pac-Man.
We'll see.
They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to World Series, man.
We shall see.
They won't go. If you want somebody to bring some... The other side of this, I'm here for the other side.
Double or nothing?
Ain't going nowhere.
I'll get all the teams in the NL.
If they go and they beat the Yankees' ass, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I don't think the Yankees are going. But Yankee fans already knew that.
A couple of national days today. Today is National Curves Day for people with curves. Today is National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. You hear that, Robbie, Stephanie, and... Brianna, take your parents to lunch day. Today is also National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day.
I did.
And they got a grown-ass man on here.
I don't count.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
Today is National Stop Bullying Day. And if you don't stop bullying, tomorrow is National Get Your Ass Whipped Day. You bullies. And today is also National Emergency Nurses Day. So some great days. Got some birthdays in sports. Today would have been Walter O'Malley's birthday, the old owner of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers. Today, Annika Sorenstam's birthday today. She turns 54. Kenny Anderson turns 54 as well. Dexter McLean, former DB, turns 51. And Darius Miles turns 43. Former MLB outfielder Brian Downing and former middle linebacker great Mike Singletary shared a birthday today. Who's older, Ed? Brian Downing or Mike Singletary?
I'm going Singletary only because I sat close to him on a plane once, and that man's intense as a MF.
Who are you going with?
Can't do it. I'm going with Downing.
What about you, Joe?
I'll go Singletary.
See, I made these two because they are so far away from us that you get their eras mixed, but they're not as close as you think. Mm. Brian Downing, 74.
Oh.
Mike Singletary, 65. But they're so far behind.
Yeah,
you get the eras mixed. I did. When I looked at it, I'm like, they're that? Yeah. I would have stumbled on this one.
He got on the plane. I was already seated. He comes on, like, looked like he was going to, like, he's like, arms out, like, eyes open, giant cross over the top of his shirt. The crew strix had to be like 4 or 5 inches long. I'm like, wow. And he's like this all the time.
And today, three Baltimore legends share birthday. One played in Baltimore. The other two are from Baltimore. Keith Booth turns 50. Juan Dixon turns 46. Hmm. And former Orioles second baseman Brian Roberts turns 47.
Mm. That's wow.
That's Keith Booth and Juan Dixon share birthday. What's going on with you over there, GigCon?
Yeah, I was working as a professional gardener, and I had a Japanese customer ask me what I knew about bonsai trees, and I replied, very little. I met a girl who runs a battery kiosk at the park. She sells sea cells by the seesaw. Some of these are really bad. Lost an argument tonight with a guy in the pub who said he was a big pop star in the 80s. We didn't believe him, but he was adamant.
Gotta listen to that closely.
Adam Ant. I got it.
Don't smoke, but do you do?
How does a coffee bean show affection?
It
expressos it, yeah. Just got fired from the calendar factory. All I did was take a day off. Here's your last one. I like this one. I just got fired from the pasta factory. All because I made a few silly mistakes. It's a me.
Such an ass.
A few silly mistakes. Sorry. All right, I'm done.
That's it. Vinny and 80 up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful hump day Wednesday.